After over a week of waiting for the election results to be finalised, both Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and opposition leader Bill Shorten have signalled their support for an electronic voting system. So is it time for us to take the leap into the future? Taylor Fuller finds out.
We're a grown-up democracy. It shouldn't be taking 8 days to find out who's won and who's lost. I actually think it's long overdue to look at electronic voting in this country.
I've been an advocate of electronic voting for a long time. Yes, this is something we must look at.
Although the idea of electronic and online voting may seem like a futuristic concept to many, they have both already been explored in depth by various levels of government in Australia.
There's electronic voting of sorts used in the ACT and New South Wales and in Victoria. So it's not something which is completely radical.
David Glantz, the director of the University of Western Australia's Centre for Software Practice, and I spoke to him about the pros and cons of democracy going digital.
Other advantages to electronic voting, which potentially include participation. So I think there's a problem with nearly a million people not registering to vote. And then of the people who did vote, a very large percentage, 5 to 10%, who will cast informal votes. So whether that's deliberate or accidental, I would argue that largely accidental, that can be also helped with an electronic system.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point you bring up. But on the other hand, there have been joint parliamentary inquiries into these sort of technological advances, and they have generally ruled it out. Do you think there's just a general fear of online voting, and why do you think, if there is, that there will be a fear?
Well, it's interesting because I think the people that have surfaced in terms of providing advice on this matter from a technical perspective have largely been negative. So they point to all the potential pitfalls of electronic voting. So cybersecurity is one, the potential for somebody to hack into the system and alter it, or even just prevent the election from happening altogether. There's other issues that they raise, which include the uncertainty that if you've cast a ballot in a particular way, that the ballot, that the system has actually registered it accurately and as you intended, and that it preserves at the same time your anonymity, so it doesn't disclose how you voted to anybody else, especially if that led you to be able to be coerced in some way or bribed or influenced in terms of how you vote. I think that what happens in these situations and with commissions is that there is a huge overemphasis of the negatives, and the downplaying of how well the current system is working, because I think that there is a massive problem with the current system. Other than being slow, we have a system here in Australia where you can send a postal vote and absolutely not have any idea whether it actually reached the destination at all, or reached it untampered with, or in fact, the other side of the coin is that it was actually you sending that vote in the first place, and that, again, you weren't bribed or coerced or influenced in actually sending it. There's no identification required when you turn up at a polling booth. So there's a large potential for multiple voting, for people masquerading as other and voting for them, large range of things that we really simply just do not know about. And then there are just the problems that are documented with every election in terms of mislaid papers, running out of papers, or just miscounting.
Do you think within probably the next 10 to 15 years that we could see a transition to a larger scale form of electronic voting, or a larger scale form of online electronic voting?
I think that this is going to come down to politicians. So if Turnbull and Shorten are true to their word and push for this, then I think that that will provide the motivation. I think the AEC are unlikely to do anything unless the political emphasis is there.
David Glantz, the director of the University of Western Australia's Centre for Software Practice. Is Australia ready for electronic voting? The Y decide to hit the streets and find out what people think of the idea.
Would you feel safe using an electronic voting system?
Yes, I would feel safe. There are issues, of course, that I would want to be satisfied around governance issues of security. There's no doubt about that. But I would think that the smarts in IT can come up with various systems to ensure security of our voting process.
I guess I feel it's pretty much the same, because once they get the technology right, you know, there's an awful lot that we do online now. So I guess I've got more confidence than I used to have.
Do you think that it could be a faster alternative to paper ballot voting?
I think that is without a doubt. The paper system was encumbered by having to unfold a voting paper the size of a queen-size bed. That would take some time. It cost, 15 million voters?
Taylor Fuller with that report.